guess this is probably a best time as any, as it's been beautiful and the sun has been shining in Manchester for a couple of weeks now, and it is finally raining. And yeah, it's in a weird way. It's like it's nice. It's nice. It's good to see it back. Do you know what I mean? But oh god, I wish it was still sunny. I really do. But I guess like everything happens for a reason, and it's like the weather and the elements are a perfect kind of indicator of your mood sometimes, and you know your surroundings and your setting and how they affect you and stuff like that. And it's so true. And I was doing a shoot today. It was doing some personal shots of my own kind of content and my own stuff, and then doing some of the own gear as well, which is pretty cool. Massive shout out to Ying. It was so cool to collab with her, man. We met on a set a couple of months ago, and it just clicked. Just really cool person. Like I say, you meet people on set sometimes who are doing a job on that set, but you know, might have another passion or might have another, you know, kind of creative side. And that's what I found over the years. And what all the sets I've been on is, you know, the most people on it, the hustlers, man. They don't just do one thing. They're jack of all trades. And I suppose I'm very similar myself. I always have loads of things going on at once. And again, it's something that, you know, to some people, they find it mad and don't know how I do it. And sometimes I guess it is a bit random, but at the same time, it's like that's how I work. Do you know what I mean? It took me a couple of years to kind of realize it, but that's being kind of in chaos. I'm comfortable, if that makes sense. I know it's a bit random to say, but it's the truth. And you know, it's kind of probably took me 28 years. You know, going to be 29 soon. And to be honest, you'll be hearing this today. It's my birthday today. I'm releasing this today. So happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, future Jack. Hope you have a top year, mate. And that's something that, again, self-talk. I always thought it'd be a bit weird. Oh, do you know what? Sod's law. I've been ringing our kid all day about going to the gym, and his phone's been off, and now he's ringing me. But he's going to have to wait because I'm doing this, and family will always be first to me. But what I've realised as well, sometimes I put my career first, and I don't mean to do that, but I've realised sometimes I've got to go for my own sanity. Sometimes you have to be selfish and selfless at the same time, and realise that, you know, what I'm trying to do is for me. Do you know what I mean? It is for me, but I know this particular thing is for the... God, I'm going to sound like a pretentious cunt now, but I'm like I say, that would have been the old me at 28. I'm 29 now, as you're listening to this. But now I'm still 28. But I'd always say kind of negative things, and I still do, do you know what I mean? And I'm sure I still will when I'm 29 and 30, but you realise, like, no, why are you saying this and why are you saying that? And it's you're evolving, you're constantly evolving and changing, and that's a positive thing. Sometimes you've got to roll with it, you've got to roll with the punches sometimes. And it's days like today when I've been creating stuff and having really cool meetings with my mate Boone, and he's got a label with his cousin. And like the proper sick, like so cool. And it was so cool to be working, but sitting down and having a conversation and talking strategies and talking, you know, plans, and but in a creative way, but also in a way how to help people and help the next generation coming through. Because to be honest, like we didn't really have that. Do you know what I mean? Like I've been very lucky. I've had some amazing jobs, and like especially like the, you know what I mean, my first modelling job, you know, proper job was modelling for Man City and Umbro. Do you know what I mean? Like, now to me at the time, it was I don't think you could have got a better, do you know what I mean, job. And even now it's this, even the jobs I've done, it's still, you know, I'm a massive blue, by the way, if you didn't gather, and I'm from Manchester. So, yeah, that is like, put in a bit of perspective. It's say if you're a musician, it's like, you know, playing main stage at Glastonbury for your first gig. Like, genuinely, that's how I'd, yeah. Do you know what? That's a fucking great way of putting it. I'm so glad I put it like that. If you like pizza, it's like going Rome, do you know what I mean? And getting it freshly made by a beautiful old Italian lady in a clay oven, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that. And that was my first job. That was my kind of first impression into that world, and everything that went along with it at the time was crazy. Do you know what I mean? I remember getting interviewed by the MEN, which was nuts. Do you know what I mean? It's like the local paper and that, but it's like legit. Do you know what I mean? We read it for years, and you know what I mean. And I remember, so to be into being that was cool. I remember they did a vlog, and God damn, it'll be on the internet somewhere. I must say, well, more times than Arsene Wenger, honestly. It was, but again, it was something I wasn't used to, you know. Imagine someone saying, right, here's clothes, here's you meeting some of your, you know, people you really look up to, you know, your Joe Arch, your Yaya Torres, your Zabaleta, you know what I mean, Micah Richards, and being in front of them and show, you know, and getting, basically telling them how to model, even though it was, you know, my first job. It was nuts. It was absolutely madness. And then, like I say, getting interviewed at MNN, having a camera put in your face, getting asked questions. You know, being asked questions, that's something that, again, you know, as soon as you go out of school or education, or you go into a job, do you know what I mean? It's weird that people, you know, ask your opinion or ask you, you know, sometimes, you know, you might do a job or you might do something where no one speaks to you. Do you know what I mean? So I learned a hell of a lot doing that, and it's led me onto this. But it's, you know, the more I think about it, there's 101 things that's led me to where I am today, and it, like I say, family being one of them. You know what I mean? I'm from a big, you know, family, and you know, like any family, you have your ups and downs, but one thing I know my family's got is love and support. And like, in the past few years, I've had some proper up and downs, like proper, you know, like woe is me and all that stuff, and get the old violin out. But do you know what I mean? We've had a few setbacks, and we've had setbacks in our family. Like, again, I'm sure other people have, and I'm sure we're very lucky compared to other people, and I never take that for granted. You realize that. Something, you know, my mum and dad have always said when we were growing up, there's always someone worse off, and it's so true, so true. And being from a, you know, a fantastic city like Manchester, you know, they brought us up on, you know, I like to think the right way, you know, they brought us up proper, man. Do you know what I mean? We might have not been dead rich or anything like that, far from it, do you know what I mean? But there was always food on the table. My dad was an absolute, you know, and is a mate, a grafter, bro, you know what I mean? Absolute levels. Showed us what work rate is, and my mum's just on a. She's just one of those women that you like a lot of women, to be perfectly honest. But my mum's special, man. She's just to me. Do you know what I mean? Just love. Like, that's one. That's the first thing. You know, whatever you've done, you know, whether it's good or bad, the love's there. But she cares, man. She cares, and I can tell she does that because of the job she does, you know what I mean? She's a teaching assistant, which is a thankless task at times, you know what I mean? You're not treated the way that teachers are, you know, are. And you know, some people you just think you're helpers and stuff, but I know what that woman has changed people's lives, and she's, you know, she's helped me, and I could go off on the people who have, and I know people who have vouched for me as well, who she's looked after and mothered, and you know, been a shoulder to cry on, or you know, given advice. And sometimes the best thing that she does, and it's something that hopefully if you're doing this, you know you've clocked it, it's listen. Do you know what I mean? It's listen from other people's experiences, and she's always there to listen to me. And recently, in the past few years, I've not been as you know, as chatty, or you know, as you know, having those conversations with her. And then as soon as you do, you know, and you know go around for Sunday dinner and stuff like that, and or you know, every night, like the other day was really nice. We ended up going for a drink, and I've not done it for a while because, well, like I say, what I'm trying to do at the moment, it's all go. It's, you know, I don't have time to, you know, to go and sit in the pub. Do you know what I mean? I wish I did sometimes, but at the same time, I'm, you know, I spent a lot of time in pubs over the years and growing up as well, and in a good way. Do you know what I mean? And a bad way as well, because you know you see things, you see a life of, you know, great occasions, and then really sat, you know, people in there who that's all they've got is the pub, and it's yeah. Oh, by the way, this is what happens with me. I just go off on tangents all the time. But again, this is why I'm capturing it. So when I listen back to this, I'm not good. Like, this is the thing as well. I'm not editing it. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I haven't got to, one, I haven't got time to edit it. Or, but two, it's being open and honest. And the only way you can is if you talk and you press play and don't think about what you say. Do you know what I mean? And you will come across then. Do you know what I mean? And this is what I'm gonna do with myself. Like, I can look back and be like, well, how was I feeling at that time, and how was I doing at that time? And obviously, well, I'm saying this, and I might not have meant that. Do you know what I mean? But it's come out this way, and that's another reason. Like I say, I can learn from this and take and evolve and become better for it. Do you know what I mean? And, you know. And that doesn't mean, you know, learn big fancy words. Like, obviously, every now and then I'm gonna chuck one in, but I talk the way I talk. Do you know what I mean? And I'm proud the way I talk. Do you know what I mean? I'm from Burnage, I'm from Manchester. Do you know what I mean? And I've got a deep voice as well. That's something I was, you know, when I was growing up, I was out of time. I was very small, and obviously hit puberty like you do as a young lad, and then boom, I just had this deep voice, and then I shot up. And luckily, like I said, I'm about 6'1", 6'1" and a half. Now, so, you know, it's not too bad, but it's funny when I open my mouth sometimes when you go into castings and stuff. Like, when you have castings, you know, sometimes people just look at your pictures, whether it's modelling. Obviously, if you're filming, when you're going for it, you know, most of the time they've heard you speak anyway, but, you know, you might put a different accent on. So you can go into a casting room and they might just picture you know, and see you look like this, or you look like that, and then you open your mouth, and I can see it every time, and it proper shocks people, man. Their eyes like widen because they're like, "Right, I did not expect him to sound like that. I've got a very deep baritone," and it's something, like I say, it's something I've embraced as well, and again, like, found my voice, and it, you know, the thing is with this podcast, like I say, I'm going to go dipping into, like, the archives and stuff I've done, you know, whether it's family or whether it's, you know, whether it was growing up in school or college or uni, or, you know, like I say, most of the time it's going to be about what I'm doing now. Or you know, I've got certain people lined up for the podcast, which I'm so excited about, like, some genuine people who I look up to, some people who are my peers, some people who, you know, I just respect, man. I just really respect and want to speak to them and have a conversation with them, and, you know, hopefully people can learn from that and pass things on. And, you know, if the people made mistakes, they can learn from that, or if they've done something that they didn't, you know, were thinking, "Right, you know, I didn't know that person felt like that." Because it's amazing when you actually sit down and have a conversation. It's amazing how we are all one. Do you know what I mean? We all go through the same things. Do you know what I mean? We do. It's we're human at the end of the day, and I think sometimes with social media or with the way that, like I say, the way of the world now, sometimes it feels like you've got to, you know, you've got to be braggadocious, you've got to be proper, like, you know, "Check me out, I'm doing this," and you know, and don't, I know not everyone's like that, I'm just saying, in my world, in kind of the creative world, and, like, acting, modeling, and all of the music and that, it's, you get people who are like that, and fair play, do you know what I mean? Fair play to them, they're doing them, don't judge people, or try not to, do you know what I mean? But at the same time, I know a lot of people deep down are insecure. Do you know what I mean? Because we all are. Like I say, we're all human. We all go through stuff. And I know some people, like, have said it to me when I've had a conversation, or, you know, they see you in, you know, a picture of you in Italian Vogue, or they see you, like, doing something for City or with United, or, you know, just on set somewhere, and they think you've smashed it. Do you know what I mean? They think you're a millionaire and that, and it's like, it's far from it, mate. I've got, you know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. I'm lucky, man. Do you know what I mean? I'm doing a job I love and that. Do you know what I mean? But I'll tell you now. Do you know what I mean? It's not all happy, you know, skies and rainbows. You know what I mean? I've had to. Do you know what I mean? Especially recently, it's been really difficult because, you know, I've given up and turned work down to focus on this and focus on my own stuff, because that's another thing as well. It's so hard when you are creative and you've got this kind of spark in you and you know it's there and you're trying to release it, you're trying to get it out, but life gets on top of you. Do you know what I mean? And you've got to pay the bills, you've got to kind of, you know, we've been brought up to us, you know, you get a 9 to 5, do you know what I mean? And respect to anyone who does that, do you know what I mean? Because I've done it, you know what I mean? I've been there, I've done that. I've done a lot of jobs, you know what I mean? I've been on building sites, do you know what I mean? I've worked behind bars, I've worked in kitchens, I've managed places, do you know what I mean? But then don't get it twisted, man. I've been, you know, body double for David Beckham, you know what I mean? I've been on film sets, do you know what I mean? I've worked with people who I never thought I'd work with. And for that, I will always be grateful. Do you know what I mean? Because, and now this is, like I say, this is why I want to do this, because I want to share what I do, and hopefully it will encourage people. It will to talk. It will, you know, give people a bit more of an insight into creative people, and you know a little bit behind the scenes. And like I say, it's not just because you see a picture. It's not, you know, and it's got 1,000 likes or whatever. It doesn't. Do you know what I mean? It's not real life. It's not reality sometimes. But then for some people it is, and they live the life like that. And but again, like I know it's not. Do you know what I mean? I just see myself as a normal bloke. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I've got enormous self belief and an idea, and I'm not going to stop until I complete it. And it's took me a long, long time to say that, and in recent years I would never catch myself saying stuff like that, because one, I'd think, oh, everyone think I'm, you know, I'm too big-headed, or, you know, oh, what does he know, do you know what I mean, why should I listen to that guy, or whatever. And honestly, stop listening to people, do you know what I mean, stop listening to that person in your head, you know what I mean, who gets you down sometimes, and like makes you think, oh, I can't do that. Be positive, do you know what I mean? Be, you know, learn, earn your craft, you know what I mean? Like, watch other people, what they do, you know, get inspired by it, and then go do it. Do you know what I mean? Don't just sit there and then get bitter at people who are doing it and doing well. Successful. Embrace it, man. Tell them they're doing well. Like, I know one of the main reasons why I'm healthy, I'm happy, and I am where I am now, because I've been brought up that way, and I implore people to do it. And it's an attitude. It's a way, you know what I mean? It's a way of life. Do you know what I mean? It's looking in things that are positive way. And I've not always been like that. Sometimes I've had really, really, you know, and in recent years more than most, you know, I've had some proper low points, man. Proper points where I know, like, my family and my friends have worried about me. They've asked, do you know what I mean? And that's when you know, because you think, right, bloody hell, man, I'm affecting their life, do you know what I mean? That's when you realise, like, you are somebody, you are, do you know what I mean? You affect people, and when you affect people and influence people, you've got to be the best version of you. And that doesn't mean you can't go through shit and you've got to be 100% all the time and super, super positive, because no one's like that, do you know what I mean? No one is. But I think it's important to, again, like say, to share and talk and communicate and understand yourself when you're having shit times. Like, most of the time for me, when I'm annoyed or something like that, it's one, because I've not ate, or two, I've not done any exercise, or three, I'm in a space that might have happened in the morning and I'm still carrying it through, or I'm holding on to something that, do you know what I mean? Or I'm judging someone, or I'm putting my standards on other people, and that's something that's huge. I think we have to realise that we've all been brought up different ways, we've all had different experiences, we've had, you know, certain things that affects people, and it could be a death in the family, it could be, you know, a serious incident that's happened, it could be, you know, you've done time, do you know what I mean? You've had a, you know, whatever it is. you know, they stick with you, those memories. But I truly believe it's about how you deal with them and you talk about them and you think about, right, look, well, look where I am now, or I've learned from that experience. And yeah, I just think that's something that we're, you know, we're not, again, we're not taught, you know what I mean? We're not taught that. Not taught that in schools. We're not, you know, we just, you know what I mean? We just think, oh, that person's a dickhead, or oh, what are they doing then? Do you know what I mean? Or fucking hell, I hate them. And it's like, well, do you know what, man? That person could have fucking, do you know what I mean? Lost the fucking parent the night before, and they're never normally like that, but they could be like this. Or the worst ways. And this is something that frustrates me. And again, it's funny. Like sometimes you do things and you don't do them for a round of applause. You don't, like, I've always been brought up that way. You just, do you know what I mean? If it's right, you do it. It's like, you know, you offer your seat to someone if you're on the bus or on the tram, or you know what I mean, when you go down to London on the tube or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just the way I've been brought up, man. Do you know what I mean? I was brought up by, you know, old school gentlemen who were, do you know what I mean, working class heroes who were salt of the earth and had manners. Do you know what I mean? I just was. Do you know what I mean? And it's been instilled in me, so I always do. And but that doesn't mean, you know, just because someone doesn't offer their seat that they're a bad person, it doesn't mean that at all. Do you know what I mean? They could have a bad leg or anything like that. But that's something that I know. I need to say, because like I say, some people, hopefully a young gentleman or a young man or whatever, or a kid, whatever, will listen to this and think, shit, I've never done that. And they've never done it because, one, they've never been told, and two, they've never thought about it, because why would you? Do you know what I mean? You just, why would you? But it is, it's a healthy and nice thing to do. And that doesn't mean, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you walk, you stand up and get walked all over. It doesn't mean that at all. Do you know what I mean? But again, and I'll always go back to stuff like this. I always have sayings and things like this that have been passed on, and it's true. It's nice to be nice. It just is. It's a fact for me. It just is. It's nice to be nice, and empathizing with people, and sometimes realizing how lucky you are, and giving, you know what I mean, giving your time to someone, or just a conversation or whatever. And yeah, this is basically like one of the stories is, so we did a shoot in town with me and my boys. We've got a clothing company, Orn. Check us out at Orn Clo on Insta, Facebook, and check the website out. Like, big favors, a lot of very exciting things going on, and like I say, we've got a lot of things happening with that, so that's cool, and that's something that, yeah, go check out. Do you know what I mean? And I'll be talking about that in throughout the podcast sometimes, but like, at the moment, this is, like I say, so we did this shoot. It was Friday. It was roasting hot. It was like 32 degrees at 8:30 still, and we've gone for a little cheeky drink in the Northern Quarter. And this is something that, again, I have a little place that I go to, a little treat for myself when I've done a good job, or I've done something where I think, yeah, I've earned that. Do you know what I mean? A little treat. I go into a little place called Eastern Block. It's cool place, man. Sick vibe. Music is always going off in there. It's a really cool little record shop upstairs. But the reason I go there is for that, obviously, but it's for the pecan pie. Now, I've just shared something with you that's very special and true to me. And if you're a fan of pie or pecan pie, mate, big shout out to John. Like I say, he makes it, the owner. And mate, it is banging. It's absolutely, like, it's the one, mate. Do you know what I mean? I'm a sucker. I've got a sweet tooth, and yeah, it's fully legit, mate. It's so I got to do that and get a coffee, and that's my little treat. So yeah, check it out, Eastern Rock. So we're there. So I'm setting the scene. Yeah. So I'm there. So it's me, Si, and Tom. And we've had a few drinks, and you know what I mean. We're wrapped for the day. But I'm going back to Tom's, to upload the pictures. So we're walking through. So we're going through. we're going through town and we go through Piccadilly, and I remember just seeing, you know, when you can hear, you, do you know, like, some people will get this and some other people, like, I don't know, I genuinely don't know what you mean, but you just, sometimes you have this feeling and you just know it's going to go off. You just know, you just sense it. And sometimes with me, it is when it's like, I'm having well too good of a time here. I've had a mint day, it's roasting hot. Do you know what I mean? And I could just feel it, I could just proper sense it. And we're walking through Piccadilly Gardens, and yeah, there's just this fight breaking out. I could just see it, and you know, you just think, like, what are you doing? Like, you're in the middle of Piccadilly Gardens at like 9:30 at night, like, what are you doing? And one of the big things was, there was just, everyone was just watching and getting the phones out and just, I don't know, just, I didn't like it, mate. I just proper, I don't, something just come over me and I just thought, nah, I'm not having this, man. Not in my city, man. I'm not having it. And not in Piccadilly Gardens when, and I know it was late, but it was a Friday and it was dead hot and there was still kids about, do you know what I mean? I know, you know, I say that we'll get onto that with kids' bedtimes and all stuff like that, but it is what it is, do you know what I mean? If it's 20, 30 degrees out and it's a Friday night, do you know what I mean? People going to, you know, spin in town in the day, whatever. So there was people coming home, do you know what I mean? Or leave, going to whatever, do you know what I mean? So there was kids about, there was, like I say, there was a lot of younger people, a lot of, do you know what I mean? There was a lot of people my age, and then obviously just standard, you know what I mean? Older generation were there as well. So everyone you can think of is in that spot, do you know what I mean? And there's two blokes. One bloke who just looked like, oh mate, he just looked like an advert for the Dole, do you know what I mean? And that's not disrespect to anyone who's on the Dole and that and whatever, man. And some people, I know, fair play to you, man, if you got to do what you got to do. But that's, you know what I mean? I've been fortunate. I'm healthy and happy and I work and I'm proud of work and I've never asked and I never will. Never will. Because I'm proud that we have that, because it's for people who need it. Not people like this guy, though. Just, you know, just one of those people where he's just embarrassed, man. And it's, like you say, I've judged him straight away, but you know when you just think, this kid's not helping himself. He's got fucking shit tattoos. He's fucked off his head. He's got his top off, do you know what I mean? He just looked like a waste, man. And yeah, he just did, do you know what I mean? He just did not look like a cool guy. And you could tell he was the instigator. You could tell he was picking on this young lad, mixed race kid, you know what I mean? And I was just like, nah, man, no, I'm not having that. And you could tell he was swinging, do you know what I mean? There was a bit of blood, do you know what I mean? A bit of claret and all that. And I just thought, you know, before it gets nuts, I'm gonna step in it, because I'm just not having it, do you know what I mean? I'm just not having it. I don't like bullies, and I'm just not a fan of it. And like I say, I'm a fully grown adult, mate, do you know what I mean? I'm 28, for God's sake. 29 if you listen to it now, but I just, that's it, I'm, you know what I mean, I'm an adult, mate, and I've been brought up properly, and I know when what's right and what's wrong. And it's weird, I've always been like that when I was a kid, though. I always used to stop fights, and I just did, because I just don't, it's, you know what I mean, if you have a straight and a fair play to you, man, do you know what I mean, you go do boxing, or you go and do MMA, or you go and do some, do you know what I mean? And have a straight and a fair play to you. You go do that. But when you can tell someone's bullying someone and kicked off with someone, and again, just horrible people, just riling them all up, do you know what I mean? And just keeping it going when it's a couple of times it looked like it was going to stop. And people just obviously in their ears and just saying, oh, you know, oh, don't do that, you're a shit house. And do you know what I mean? Just, they're, do you know what I mean? They're, to me, the worst people, man. I don't like the word hate, but I hate people like that, because they're all mouth, man. They're all, do you know what I mean? They're all be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they're gone, mate. Do you know what I mean? And we're like, oh, it weren't me. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so this, so I ended up getting hold of this kid. And it's funny enough, this lad, he was American, do you know what I mean? I thought, no way. You know, so that was my first thing. I was just like, no way, you're American. And he was just like, he was like, man, fuck this guy, I'm going to fuck him up, G. And I was just like, listen, you ain't going to do that, because I'm in the way now. And two, you're better than him, you're better than that. Walk away, come with me now. And do you know what? The kid looked at me straight in the eyes, and he was, do you know what I mean? He was an angry kid. He'd been fighting, so he could have, you know, he could have tried to throw hands on me. And do you know what I mean? I could have been, you know, he would have been in his right, because end of the day, I've stepped into their business, do you know what I mean? But he looked at me square in the eye, and I looked at him, and it was that look of like, not I'm a big hard man or anything like that. It's just that look in his eye, like, look, mate, you're better than everyone here. Take a breath and walk away. And I truly believe that I do, when you're there for good, and when you're, people see that, and people know that, hang on a minute. And if people don't see that, then, and you understand that, and you recognise that, then that shows that you have to teach them that, and you have to step up, and you have to use your voice or your actions. And it was one of those moments, like I say, you're talking about now, I'm not saying it so I can get a Blue Peter badge out, do you know what I mean? I'm saying it because it was an experience that happened recently, and I was proud of myself, and I was proud because you had a couple of people that, oh, do you know what I mean? Those people who are trying to kick it off. But then a lot of people's reactions was, yo, that's sick, that, or God, I should have done that, or yo, who's that guy? Do you know what I mean? And it's heroes don't wear capes and that. Heroes don't. Do you know what I mean? Heroes are are your nurses, your doctors, you know, your firefighters, people who are trying to help you. Do you know what I mean? And not trying to force things on you or trying to, you know, bully you. They're just regular human beings. You know what I mean? And they're all out there. But there seems to be a point now where we're forgetting about that. Do you know what I mean? We're forgetting about what's happened in the past. And that's something that people we've got to learn from those things that have happened. Those history books, do you know what I mean? Those are written by the winners. So you need to think, like, hang on a minute, they're just bigging themselves up, aren't they? They're just saying this and that, and this happened. And it's like today, it's even, and I can see it happening with, like, we're on social and YouTube, and, you know, people see things, and it's think, that's how it is, so that's how we've got to be. And it's like, nah, that's not correct, and that's not right. And if it's not right, then you need people to step up and say, nah, there's another option. This is how I think, and this is how I feel. And I think this is what's going to happen in years to come, because I'm going to keep doing this. This is the thing. I'm not going to stop doing this now, because, like I say, I've got my voice back, and I'm going to make a point of doing this. And to speak to different people, and people from different backgrounds and cultures and religions, and, you know, different upbringings to me, and obviously speak to people who have the same upbringing to me, and how we different. We're all different, but again, like I said at the start, we're all the same. We're all human, and we all feel things, and it's vital now. It's imperative, man. We've got to use this generation. We've got to use the tools that we've got, that we, our generation, or the last generation, have created, make them better and help improve the next generation. And that starts by talking for me. It starts by opening the conversation up, and then it starts by acting and doing. And you'll see with the stuff that I'm doing in the next, you know, like I said, I'm going to, hopefully this eventually will get to my own studio, and, you know, I can film all this, and I've got a YouTube channel. Check us out on Insta and all that stuff. Because what I'm doing now is I've clocked it. Do you know what I mean? I've realised, like, oh, I need to show people what I'm doing, and it's not to be like, yo, check me out, man, I'm showing up. It's not that. It's just showing people, like, yo, this is a different way of living and a different way of perspective, and this is what I'm doing, and learn from it. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It could be something where you think, yo, I didn't think like that. Or it could be something like, yo, this kid is chatting absolute macker, but fair play to him. Do you know what I mean? Or I totally, totally disagree with him. And that's fine too. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. But that doesn't mean we kick off and we start fighting each other, and, do you know what I mean, we start threatening people and going to, do you know what I mean? It's daft, that. I genuinely think it's... And you see it, and I'm going to try not be political here, because, again, I think we're going to look back and think, right, man, what were they doing back in the day? You just pick a side. It's like, what? Do you know what I mean? But you can't help that. You can't help not pick a side, because that's the way of life. Do you know what I mean? You're told to. You pick a team. Do you know what I mean? As a lad, who's your football team? You pick a team. that's what it is. You know, that's the way I, you know, it just is the way it is for me. And again, I've understood that. I think, right, well, hang on a minute. I've got mates and friends and, you know, people I've worked with from all backgrounds. And that's because where I'm from. Manchester is a hub and a place where it don't matter where you're from. Do you know what I mean? If you come here and you know what I mean? You graft, man, you mank. Do you know what I mean? You're about it. And you might have, it was like today, the photographer I worked with, Ying, she's from China originally. But she lived there for 10 years. You're more mank than me. Do you know what I mean? And she was laughing. And we had the sick shoot today, man. I took her to some of my favourite places in the city centre to shoot. And to photograph, not like shoot people. When I say shoot, I mean, that's the only shooting I do is with a camera, mate. I don't do guns and all that shit. Do you know what I mean? I'm not about that life. Never have, never will. And it's, yeah. It's one of those. It was great to see and to show her. Do you know what I mean? Of like, yo, this is my Manchester. This is what Manchester means to me. And lo and behold, if you know me, you'll laugh at this point. But I bumped into someone, because that's something that everyone always says. Like, you know everyone, and it's like, well, I don't know everyone, but I do know a lot of people, and it's because I like to think I'm approachable and friendly. Do you know what I mean? I make an effort with people. And in recent years, I'd not been doing that because I was so kind of focused on my career and what I was trying to do. And I forgot about what's important. You know, being happy, being healthy. You know, your friends, your family. Do you know what I mean? I've been blessed, man. I've been blessed to, like I say, I've mates from all walks of life. And I will continue to do that. I know I will, and I look forward to the people who hopefully from this podcast will connect and link up and hopefully, you know, we become friends. I always say a joke, the J team, but that's the thing. It's a real thing. Like, do you know what I mean? It's a J team. Do you know what I mean for me? And it's like, if you're in, you know what I mean? If you're cool with me, you're in. Do you know what I mean? You're in that J team, and I respect you. You respect me. And we're positive to, you know what I mean? And when it's not going 100%, you're there for them. And, you know, when we're doing well, you tell them they're doing good. It's like one of my, you know, hopefully I'm going to get him on the podcast actually at some point. One of the mates I've grown up with called Rob. Do you know what I mean? Known him for years, literally families, everything, all that. Do you know what I mean? One of those guys. And like the other day, he got his PhD. And I was buzzing for the kid. I was absolutely just like, yo, my mate's a doctor. That was my first thing, like, yo, my mate's a doctor. And I know how hard he's worked, do you know what I mean? I'm not doing it to embarrass him or anything like that. It's just because I was proud of him, do you know what I mean? And I told him, and then we had a little conversation, and it was amazing. It was an amazing thing. And we'd not done that for a while, because the last time we'd done it, I remember he invited me down to footy, and I'd not played for ages, and it was great to see him, but obviously you don't really have the time to chat, do you know what I mean? Because we're competitive, and we'd be playing a game in the right way, do you know what I mean? And we've grown up, you know, playing footy for years, and then we were fortunate to play rugby, and hopefully this year we'll have a rugby game together at our club Obedience, like check them out, and come down there, do you know what I mean, and show support, because that's something that's I hold very dear to me is sport, and the that's given me a massive tool to be where I am now. And sometimes, like with my job, I get to work with these people, because that's always what I want to be. I want to be a footballer or a sportsman, and I get to do that sometimes. I get to pretend sometimes and be that person for the day. Or work with some of the best. Do you know what I mean? Literally the elite. And that's why it's important for me to share this as well, to pass on that they're human. They're just normal people. And I've, you know, formed a relationship with them. And people, are like, some of mine, it's like, no way. Like, you're talking to him or her. And it's like, yeah, they're good people. Do you know what I mean? They're just normal people who get paid whatever for it, or don't get paid a lot of money, but the mint at the sport and are famous or whatever. And it's great to see. Do you know what I mean? Like I say, and I'm proud of him. Like I say, I'm massively proud of Rob, because I know how hard he's worked. Lad, I'm just doing this podcast. It's recording. I'll be down in like. All right, mate. Oh, mate. But yeah, well, that's a big bro. Shout out to Gaz. Absolutely. My big bro. He's been looking after me. And yeah, man. He's another, do you know what I mean? He'll be on the podcast at some point as well. And he's a massive part of my life and helped me get back on track recently as well. So yeah, shout out to him. But yeah, that's something that, again, sport, and I know it's helped him and he continues to do that now. And but yeah, going back to it, Rob, respect, massive respect for you, mate. And I say, like we said, we joked, mate, we said, you know, a couple of kids from Burnage, we're not doing too bad. And we're chatting about one of our other mates, Brendan, who's an MMA fighter, do you know what I mean? He's from around our way, you know, with it and that. And we all went to the same school, basically. We all went Barlow. And it's true, man, do you know what I mean? Like, if someone would have said when we were kids, and we're, like, Rob's a year older than me, and then Brendan's a year below. So, it was, you know, at the end of the day, those three, for me, those are the years that you set, you kind of, you all grow up together, don't you? So you go through primary and then high school together or further education or whatever. And they're the people you know what I mean? You're sounding your mates with and stuff like that. And yeah, he made a great point about that. I'm just having a swig of water because I've been chatting for time. And it's true. He nailed it, man. And he was just like, do you know what? We're doing well. And it's important to do that sometimes. You know, you might not want to be where you are at the moment, but have a bit of perspective, do you know what I mean? Take a step back, reflect on things. Do you know what I mean? Because whatever's happening, whatever you're doing, whether it's good or bad, you can learn from what you've been doing. And yeah, sometimes I forget to do that because I became obsessed with the next job because that's what in my industry it is. You constantly, when you're freelancing or whatever, you're doing that job and you're committed 100% to that job and you give everything to that job. But then as soon as that rap goes or is called or, like you say, you know, it comes out, then you're looking for that next job. Do you know what I mean? It's obviously, I've realised now, like, hang on a minute, I need to be a couple of jobs ahead. Or, do you know what I mean? It's like your chess, you know what I mean? You need to be a couple of moves ahead. And it's so true. It's, you know, great quote, great film if you've not seen it, Training Day. The game's chess, man. It's not checkers. And it's true. And I was playing checkers for ages, you know what I mean? Or drafts or whatever you want to call it. It's drafts in England, mate. Like, I got taught how to play drafts by my gramps. Or whatever, do you know what I mean? Or, you know, for another one, here we go. So it's, you know, it's put the tag rugby and then you're going to play, you know, now I'm playing rugby. That's the way I can put it, you know. There's loads of other ways I could put it, but you get what I'm saying. And it's something that comes with time as well. It comes with experience. So, and that doesn't mean your age. Because for me, like, you are constantly learning. And I think once you stop trying to learn or think you've cracked it, then excuse my French, you're fucked. Because you're all, it's the game, do you know what I mean? Like, and the game of life, you've got to keep going. You've got to keep playing. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep motivated. You've got to keep positive. And that's, like I say, why I'm doing this, because I feel like I've turned a massive corner recently, and I'm in a very good spot at the moment, and I think it's important to talk about it and talk about the times when I wasn't feeling so good and like I say, my experiences, and then let you in on stuff that I'm doing at the moment, and then like I say, I can look back and go back on these moments that I've documented, because like I say, I think it's really important, and I think it's something that we sometimes gloss over, or we just, like I say, we're becoming an instant, you know, kind of society, where it's just like, it's all about the next, latest and greatest, and it's got to be this, and it's got to be that, and it's not got to be that at all. It's got to be what's right for you as an individual, and I'm feeling good at the moment and I'm feeling happy. So yeah, I wanted to capture it. And I've got people lined up for the podcast, and I've done loads of different bits and bobs and little recordings in between, and these vlogs, and obviously my Sunday strolls, which are massive for me and really help me. But this is when I knew, like I say, so I looked out the window, it started raining, and I just thought, do you know what? I've got a bit of time before we go gym, and I thought, nah, this is it. It's the time to do it, and I'm so glad I did, because I know I've been waffling on and stuff like that, but I can feel it in myself, and I'm passionate because I've been doing something I love today, and that's something creative, and it's something that I care about, and something that I'm, you know, I'm good at as well. Do you know what I mean? I'm proud to say that I am good at it, but I want to be great at it. I want to be the best at it, and that only happens through practice and repetitions and having the confidence and self-belief and determination and discipline is a massive one to see it through and to keep motivated when you're not feeling 100% or just thinking, do you know what? I might not be there yet, but I'm on the right path. And if that's you, if this resonates with you, or like truly, like I say, I hope it inspires you, and I hope you come up to me one day and you say it, do you know what I mean? But like, do you know what, man, I was sat there and it clicked in my head then as well, and was like, yeah, do you know what, we're lucky to be here, let's make the most of it, and let's be happy, man, let's have a happy life, do you know what I mean? Because there's so much sadness and, you know, bad in the world, and so negative, and there's people like who just love that, do you know what I mean? And fair play to them if they like that, but for me, I genuinely believe being a happy, healthy, positive person is the way forward, and it's mindset, like I say, it's having that mental toughness. But again, we're all different. Some people don't have that. Some people, you know, have had it and they've lost it, and they've had the confidence not. And like I say, I've had it loads. I'm in an industry where I get told no 99% of the time. I get rejected 99% of the time. It's like today. It's the first thing I started before I went off and did the shoot. I did a self-tape, which is, obviously, actors, you get that, so you know, but if you're not an actor, basically a self-tape is just, you get given a script, and you press record on your camera, or luckily you can do it on your phone these days because the phones are so good. Remember back in the day, you'd have to lend cameras and stuff, or you know what I mean, or do it on your laptop, and it just looks shit. You just looks unprofessional and look really bad. And yeah, so basically you record yourself, you say your name, you say your agent, luckily if you've got one, thankfully I've got one, and sent it off, and then you're in the hands of the gods then, do you know what I mean? And just shout out to Guy, my agent, WGM, because he's I can't wait, I'm definitely going to get him on. It's a nightmare trying to get a meeting with him, but I respect him, and we're in contact. Because he's hustling, man. Because he's hustling for me, and then he's hustling for everyone else in the company as well, who he's an agent for, and obviously for himself. And like I say, I respect that guy. Not just because he's called Guy, I just respect him. It's funny how we met. And like I say, I'm going to get him on at some point, so I'll tell that story then. But it's a funny story, and you realise when you both coming up, basically. And you clock each other, and like I say, real recognize real, man. You do, you see it in other people. Where you're like, oh yeah, yeah, okay. You might not be where you are now, but you are gonna be a boss one day, or you are gonna be this and that. And it's important to, like I say, encourage them people, because they're the type of people who get knocked down a lot of the time and don't get given the chance because they're nice. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's crazy how the world works. You're a nice, decent person who's respectful and, you know what I mean, and follows the route or whatever. And you don't, you know, sometimes you don't get your rewards. And again, sometimes that's life lesson. Sometimes that happens. So, but like him and like myself, I'd like to think is you learn from him. You learn from those mistakes and learn from those experiences. And you become better for it. And great advice I always say to people, I always pass it on My mate Joel said it to me. One of the first lads, with the first lad I ever met at uni, we both come out of our rooms at the same time. And literally, remember, just stood in front of him. You know, we just think, sound. He likes football. He had I think, God, what was it now? He was either Villarreal or Valencia shirt. And I'm gutted, I don't remember, but it was a nice kit. And we had the standard chat. He was like, sport, you know what I mean? Football, yes, but he was on a sports course, I was on a sports course, safe. Music, do you like music? And yeah, bloody hell, when I try to record him, I can't, do you know what I mean? Getting a phone call now. But hey, it's, like I say, it's better the phone ringing than not ringing, but like I say, I'm doing this, and this is, I think this is more important than that phone call, so I'm going to keep going with this. And yeah, music. And we both said, you could see it on us, like, oh, what music? And obviously, everyone wants to, you know, everyone's like, oh, whatever the latest and greatest thing is at the moment. And it's, we both were like, we're old school, like Motown. And you know, we could just see each other, and then we just started reeling off things, you know what I mean? Like the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, do you know what I mean? The, you know, people, and do you know what I mean? You, people, ones that people like, you know, you're not your chart toppers, ones that people like, ooh, not heard that, or like, we'll get onto that and another time. But yeah, one thing that he always said to me, a setback is a setup for a comeback. I'm going to say that again. A setback is a setup for a comeback. And it is so true. And it really is. And when you think like that and have that mindset, you become unbelievably confident and aware that, all right, might not have, you know, I'll learn from that loss, or I'll take that defeat and it won't happen again. And honestly, I think that is the mindset, is you have to, the way I look at it is now, and I always kind of look at it and think about it, but it's about embracing those difficult times. And that's what I've done recently, what I'm going through. And you know, a couple of, you know, a year or two ago, I was in a very, very bad place. Like, I was in a really, like, I was not happy with what I was doing, where I was. You know, I wasn't well either, which didn't help, which is another thing in itself. But again, you know, it's mindset, it's wanting to be better. And when it, like you say, when it clicks in your head, you become unstoppable. And that's the way I feel at the moment. I feel like all this stuff that I've been through, positive and negative, was for a reason. And it's got me to this point here, where I am now. And at the moment, I'm just sat on my bed. And that alone, surrounded by, you know, not much stuff, but it's stuff that belongs to me. And I am super lucky. I am so bloody lucky. I've got a roof over my head. I'm going to go downstairs now. I'm going to make me and our kids some food. And, you know, go gym. And then get my head down. And then tomorrow I get to work. And it's that sometimes, I think we forget about that. We and I am very lucky. And if you're not at that particular moment in time, and you haven't got that, and you want that, then write it down. Write it down, and do not rest. And that doesn't mean don't sleep. That doesn't mean don't look after yourself, because that's something I've learned as well. But become obsessed with being a better version of you, and have the satisfaction that you're working towards something that's going to make you better. And when you write that down, and when you tick that off, or when you've completed it, whatever you want to say or whatever you want to call it, that feeling is truly amazing. It's like scoring a goal. It's like I don't know. It could be whatever it is to you, but to me, it's like I say, it's like scoring a goal, that feeling, scoring a try. For me, it's performing and doing a piece of work that I'm proud of, and people, and feeling that, and creating something. That's what I buzz off. But it's right. Wow, I've done 55 minutes. So I'm going to cut it here, because I think what I'm going to upload it, I think an hour's a pretty good start. And yeah, I'm really glad I did this. I can't wait to listen to this back, because like I say, I'm not going to edit it and see what I've been waffling on. And I'm probably going to go, oh, what am I saying? But again, that's it. I'm comfortable now. I'm in a good place. I'm just going to release it. So this is going to be the first podcast. It's going to be the Jack Johnson podcast. I've been thinking about names. I spoke to one of my photographer mates, Jackie, when I was down in London. I was thinking of calling it Jack of All Trades, Master of Some. A bit of a play on words, because I always get that, Jack of All Trades. And I do a lot of different things as well. But I have mastered certain things. And that's something that's incredibly important. Once you master one thing, you can master anything. Right, I'm going to get out of here. But I'm really excited to be doing this. And thanks for all the love and support and all the people who've got me up to this point where I am. Really excited to get and start speaking to the people I'm going to have on. That's starting next week. And yeah, Elfin Up, Happiness, Positive Vibes, J-Team. I love you. And yeah, whatever you're doing, keep doing. And if you're not doing it, then get a little pen and pad, whatever works for you. And write it down, and then put it in your pocket or put it somewhere safe. And then work towards getting it out and ticking it off and setting new goals. Right. Peace and love.